Quirky news. Unusual news stories from around the world.
Old crime. The elderly turn to crime. What do elderly people in your country do? Play bingo? Go bowling? Meet up with their friends in bars and cafes? These days, more and more pensioners around the world are turning to crime. In Manchester, England, more than 1,600 elderly people have been arrested over the past 3 years. The oldest was a 94-year-old man cautioned for violence against another person. In Watford, a gang of over 65-year-olds held up 3 banks before getting caught. One of the members terrorised banking staff by pointing a carrot through a jacket pocket, claiming it was a loaded gun. The gang leader was 78 years old. In London, a gang of elderly ladies was detained by police after a number of vicious street attacks. They'd been using handbags filled with rocks to stun their victims, making off with valuables such as money, jewellery, and mobile phones. In northwest Germany, police captured a 3-man gang as they prepared to storm a bank. It would have been their 6th raid. "These were not lovable old codgers," a police spokesman said. 2 members of the gang, aged 63 and 74 respectively, were carrying grenades and a hammer. Meanwhile, police in France are hunting a 70-year-old grandmother who has used a toy pistol to hold up at least 4 banks. And in Austria, members of a major narcotics ring, dubbed the Grandpa Gang, were arrested after selling more than €6 million worth of drugs. Back in London, a 69-year-old, who goes by the online name Devilman, was found guilty of credit card fraud in a recent trial. A search of his house uncovered a counterfeit credit card factory, with details of 2,000 cards. He owned 3 houses and was described by neighbours as a very quiet man. The over 60s are now the fastest growing section of the prison population. There are currently almost 2,500 people in this age group in British prisons, making up 3% of the total, up from 2% in 2003, a police spokesman explained. Just recently, Summertown Prison in Bristol became the first in the country to provide a special elderly wing, complete with stair lifts and specially adapted bathrooms. Whatever next.